Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Mama Seven, and we are doing devotions. We are actually, we're wrapping up devotions. Day 25. Day 25 out of 30. And, you know, one question I have about the fast is, you know, what did you learn today? What did you learn this particular devotion? As you were focusing your time and energy on God, like we're supposed to, as you were spending extra time in prayer and meditation, like you were supposed to. So just as you were going through the things that you were, that you said, hey, I'm going to make the sacrifice and I'm going to do these things. So as you were going through that, is there something special that you learned about yourself? Is there something special that you learned about your environment, about the people you hang out with, about your job? You know, we're not supposed to just keep our head down and, you know, be hungry all the time. This is supposed to be an exercise in which we allow our life to be driven and centered around God. And when you centered your life around God, what did you see? What did you see? I mean, because if you had to make a lot of changes and adjustments for this fast, you know, I would start to question, is my life really God-centered? You know, slash, should my life be God-centered? You know, how do I get to the point where I really feel as if I'm literally walking on the path that my Creator made for me? We were all created for a purpose. We all have our own missions and journeys and things we need to be doing. This is not vacation time. This is the classroom. You know, this is when we're, this is the marketplace. This is where we're supposed to be learning whatever it is you have to learn. And so it's like we have work to do, but if we are not walking in the steps that God set for us, chances are we didn't pick up that very necessary hammer that you're going to need up ahead to break some rocks. You know, if we didn't walk the path that God had laid for us, then chances are our toolbox is missing some very important steps. And you're going to feel it. You may not have the right kind of screwdriver. You know, I remember back in the day, and when I was young, I used to take things apart. And I didn't have tools, and so I used to just eat up those butter knives, you know, taking things apart, putting things together, and I was young. And so, I didn't have that toolbox set up yet. And so, but now, if I can get them away from my youngest son, I got tools, you know. I even have power tools. I'm fancy now. But it's only because I've walked certain steps. You had to walk the steps. You have to know what God is expecting of you. You have to know the right energy and attitude to have in the middle of God working with you. And so it's not always easy. But and it's not always easy to be sure, because life is coming at you a thousand different ways. And you're like, God, how am I supposed to be doing A when I got all different letters of the alphabet mixed up in here together? I got some Spanglish. I got some Ebonics. And you want me to focus on A? I got all this other stuff going on. And so times like this where we get to slow down and say, okay, all the rest of the world, I need you to stop for a second, and I need to focus on A, my A, okay? I say A because A is the beginning. You really might be at G, but it doesn't matter where you are in this continuum. We need some help, and we have to, in order to do it, we have to stop and slow the world down. When A Wonderful Approach does retreats, we don't have any phones. And I've had so much slack off of this, But the problem is the phone has become our it's a distractor. Oh, right when I ask the hot question, right when I'm right about to chew on you a little bit, I bet you. Oh, I gotta check on the kids. Oh, I gotta check this. You know, oh, my game. Oh, my text messages. Oh, I'm going to ask my mama. No. For 2.5 days, I really need all of your attention so that we can get the most out of this time we have together. We don't have a whole bunch of time. I don't have time for you to go get comfortable, get mad, get comfortable, get mad, get cut. No, we rolling through this. Let's go. And so, but the purpose of that is so that we'll have no distractions. Good distractions, bad distractions, no distractions. I need all of your time. I need all of your energy. So in this fast, I'm actually thankful that we don't have to go climb some mountaintop. we don't have to leave our phones for 30 days. God said you can be on your phone. It's fine. Just focus on me. You know, God didn't say, oh, fast straight through 30 days, no food, no, I don't care about no sun up or sun down. God didn't say that. We still get to eat, but we have to do it in an organized fashion, right? There's God is such an easy God to me. He's not asking of us things that we can't do. He's not asking the impossible. He's asking us to just focus, just spend this time in prayer. You know, I have this new, I was introduced to, sends you, you know, alerts for the messages, for the prayers, sends you alerts for, you know, what time of the day it is. And so if you are doing a traditional Islamic fast, I'm like, man, this technology is awesome. Thanks for the reminder. And so it's wonderful. It really is. And I'm like, it's helping me to actually be more organized in my prayers. And I was like, why can't I get an extra prayer in? But let's do this. Why can't I do this? Why can't? And so And it has really taken me a lot of mental space to say, to be submissive, can't even say the word, into this prayer schedule. And I'm like, this is not my prayer schedule. I want to pray in the evening. And I can, and I do. But I also can be in remembrance of God and putting more energy forward right when these other prayer times are coming in. And I was like, you know what? I think I like this. I think I do. You know, I stay in a prayer for thought all the time anyways. But this is just, let's work on this. Let's work on this for self. So one thing I learned, you know, I started the conversation off with, what did you learn about yourself? I learned that there's actually a whole lot more to me. You know, sometimes I get stuck in pushing this one rock up the hill, but I'm like, wow, I already have some rocks up there. Okay, now I'm just going to add this rock there. And I'm pushing, and it's a hill, but I've already done this before. I've already pushed myself academically, and I've already been disciplined before. And so for me, I was like, you know what? I already know I can do this, but can I do it with more peace? Can I do it, you know, with more peace means, you know, less complaining. More peace means can you do it and still smile at the neighbors, you know? Can you do it and, you know, not have to use all of your brain power? You know, it's, you know, I'm finding that not only can I do it, I can also be peaceful as I do it. You know, I can be gentle and loving as I do it. You know, there's always more you can give in any and all situations. And so I'm trying to find out, you know, for myself, how much more patience do you have and can you give? So it's really, my challenges have not been about the biscuit this year. My challenges have been, how can I be the person that God needs me to be and my neighbor needs me to be? You know, how can I be what God wants me to be? Because that's always going to be first. That's always going to, I'm always going to be that. But can I also work on my relationship with my changing relationship with my children? You know, as they move more into adulthood, gain more independence, you know, can I also work on that as well? And so, you know, for everyone out there, your relationship with your children changes. Every time they change, your relationship should change. Every time they grow, every time they need you more, need you less, your relationship should change. And so, you know, that's something for me that I will always work on, because that's something that I saw my mother always working on. And so work on that. Work on that. That takes a little bit of effort. You know, it's not as simple as, you know, tell them to go to their room when they're sitting up there. I don't even live here no more. Okay? We're not even in the same house. And so it's a little different as they get older. And so, you know, just evolving with them as my mother evolved with me. So it's a process. It's a process. But I am definitely going to be spending some time. I strongly advise you spending some time. What did you learn during this fast, during this devotion? And my thing is, along with that, is not only what did you learn, let's say what something you learned you didn't like. You know, what if you learned that you cuss too much? Okay? Yeah, I mean, really, like, your vocabulary is bigger than this. Why are you still using foul language? And don't worry, I'm going to take all the foul language y'all send me, them swear jars, because we going to eat on your swear jars. I'm taking all those swear jars, and we are going to be getting us food, and I'm going to take your little negative expressions and make something positive out of it. And it's going to be tasty too, okay? But anyway, as if you learn something about yourself that was not necessarily what you wanted it to be, change that. You know, it's still a blessing to be exposed to it, right? And in that exposure, it gives you the opportunity to say, you know what, during this fast, I did see that, you know, for me, I love those zero sugars. They're good. But I'm like, all I did was switch one chemical for another chemical when it came to them sodas. And I was like, you know, I really want to walk away from all soda. You know, I don't have to drink soda. You know, this is not the creed that I have to drink soda. You know, and so I've been drinking water. I've been allowing myself a little bottle of Crystal Light a day. And then some coffee. I've been allowing myself a coffee. But then it's been water, no fruit juice, no. So it's like for the last 25 days, I've had water, and I'm still alive. So I don't really want to keep putting chemicals. I don't want to keep drinking chemicals. I spend all this time and energy on food, cooking food from scratch. I'm really moving away from processed food. And everything else like that, and then I'm going to turn around and drink these chemicals. I really want to stop that. I realize that, you know, the zero sugars, even though it's a good idea not to have the sugar, it's also a good idea not to have it at all, you know, just like all the chemicals. So it's okay if the fast showed you something you don't like. It's okay. That is an opportunity to make some changes in who you are now and how you operate, okay? So think about that. Let's work on that. So day 25 is love in the meantime. And I remember when this program first came out and this idea of the meantime, And it's mean, like Mean Girls, you know, M-E-A-N, mean time. I don't think that's the way that the word is originally spelled out, but it can feel like the meantime when you are without it. Love in the meantime. And when I did this program, it was so important that we spent the time learning about what we need to be doing in the middle of this meantime, okay? If you are without love or without a romantic expression, because that's what a lot of us are calling love, okay? There's love, which is what God shares with us, what parents share with children. You know, even there are some relationships that have gotten to love, but it's not the romantic love. And everybody wants the romantic love. It's like, oh, I need this romance in my life. I need it because, one, you know, it helps to boost my self-esteem. I need it because I love the distraction of it in my life, in my world. You know, I love it because it makes me feel, it gives off this euphoric feeling, blah, blah, blah. Love it, right? But there are times when it's not there. And what I have found is that when people are without this romantic idea of love, they lose their mind. And I'm like, how is God supposed to bless your actions right now? Because God didn't say, follow me, listen, be good, do all this other stuff as long as you're in a relationship. God said, do it, period. And I got the other thing. People get in relationships and they be like, all right, thank you, God. Thank you so much for everything you've done. Bye. You know, because they've got what they're looking for. They weren't looking for that long-term relationship with God. They were looking for God to give them something. And the second they got it, they are out, deuces. And I'm like, wow, that is so, that's not what we're about. You know, we're really about, and I say this all the time, about the relationship with God. So our first relationship is with God. Now, how in the world are you going to leave God high and dry just because, you know, he blessed you with something you've been asking for? To me, that would make me double down on my relationship with God. It'd be like, oh, my goodness, God, you love me this much to trust me with this. Oh, this is wonderful. No, what happens is people lose themselves in the middle of these relationships, and then, boop, they're out. They're gone. And I'm like, And I've said this before, so don't be shocked when I say it again. Don't make anything else your God. Make sure that the Creator is your God. Make sure that the Most High God is your God. Make sure Allah, whatever name you know God as, make sure he stays in that God position. Don't transfer that power over to your work, because then now your work is your job. Don't transfer that power, that authority, that adherence to, over to no spouse, because now that spouse is your God. Please don't put that into no child. And now you've made this child, you know, oh, this is the center of my universe. Yeah, not really, though. Now this child, you've made your God. That is not what we're supposed to be doing. So if we are positioned correctly and our relationship with God is first, then everything else has got to be good up under that, right? So if there's ever gaps in between your romantic relationship, please don't fall apart. This is what you have to do. You have to understand that there could be something else going on. And so I've had people question me, why don't I have love? You know, this other person got love and they're not even as nice as I am. You know, this other person, these are things I've heard. This person's got love and their body ain't even all that. And I'm like, what's that got to do with anything? You know, this is a, I have heard so many people wrongly justify why they should have love and why this other person shouldn't. And I'm like, apples and cotton candy. They don't have nothing to do with each other. Let me tell you what you should be doing if you're in the middle of this meantime. And I, you know, this is not a program. This is just a shout-out to remind you to do the journaling, okay? Do the journaling. We already did this program. Should have been there. But listen, what you should be doing in case, instead of comparing yourself, oh, my God, instead of looking at what your brother and what your sister has, instead of doing that, you need may need to focus that God has you by yourself for a reason. You know, the reason may be you may be part of a project that he needs your complete focus on. God may be needing you to realize that how much you lose your own self when you're in relationships to the point where he can't even talk to you. You don't even listen. And so he's like, no, if I give you this relationship you're looking for, you won't listen to me. So I need you to listen to me for a moment. So God may have a mission for you. He may have something in particular for you to do and that you won't do if you're in this romantic relationship, right? There we may have, and one thing that we may have to do, something else that we may be needing to do in this meantime is healing. We may have some major healing that has to happen. And trust me, when you're in a hospital bed healing your body, you're in the bed by yourself, okay? You may have your own room, but I promise you that bed, there may be more people in your room, but that bed, you're by yourself, okay? That bed is for you. In our own healing, there are parts of us where we have to be by ourselves in our healing. We have to, you know, some of us are not going to really do the work if we're in this, we're toggling between, you know, work I have to do in my relationship and work I have to do on myself. Some of us won't toggle. They're like, oh, I'm in a relationship. I'm going to put everything there. And I'm like, what about healing your mind? What about healing your spirit? What about healing your body? When is your body going to become priority in here? And so in the middle of all of this, right, we have to be able to use this meantime. You know, the way I look at it, God wouldn't give us this time if there wasn't a reason, a purpose for it. So instead of arguing about why me, why now, why can't, you know, let's look at what you can do. Let's look at what God could be setting you up for, right? So even if you don't have the romantic love that you're looking for, there are still other things that you could be doing in the middle of that time. Really focusing on self. Really focusing on your physical, your mental, your spiritual, and getting that healing done. You know, when we move into romantic relationships, we should be coming as two wholes together. And I don't see that happening. I see people coming with 50%, maybe 75%. And I'm like, ooh. You know, so what if you have 75% and they have 75%, what do you think happens to those extra gaps? Like Swiss cheese, you ain't there. Those are holes. I know Mother Eagle Ministries did an article about holes in your soul. And I was like, dang. And so in understanding these holes that you have, this is a place where you are absent. Now, if you really love this partner of yours and this future partner of yours, right, don't you want to come as a complete person? Don't you want to come, or do you want them to step in and be like, oh, yeah, hey, you know, I got this big old hole here, and I know you love to taste the cheese, but when you get to this part right here, there'll be none of me. And that might also be the same place where there's none of them. So that means this union is going to be greatly lacking right here, you know. Then there's points and places where we have strengths and weaknesses. We have to get those ready for whatever partner God has for us. So let's, while we're in the meantime, let's straighten ourselves up. Let's get ourselves in order. Let's make sure that we're really ready for the idea of relationship. Because usually what I see with my little eyes, my eyes, you know, I got vision problems. I don't see that well physically, right? But what I do see, I see a bunch of partial people trying to come together, demanding a whole relationship, missing one of the first key components that they could have in a relationship, which is God. The second they get into this relationship, they say, thanks, God, bye, and then God is gone. And I'm like, why did you exit out your strongest muscle? Why did you exit out the thing that's going to help you stay here? We're about to step into the meantime. So I just wanted to share two words about the meantime, the lack of romantic relationship. I want you to understand, one, it's not a punishment. God really could have you there for intentionally. And once you do what you need to do, then you'll be amazed. The relationship will pop up and you'll be like, wow, this is so awesome. But I promise you, sitting there mad, depressed, you know, pouting, that's not what God is asking you to do, and guarantee that only helps to extend your meantime, okay? So let's use this time for something positive. Let's work on self. Let's get our healing straight. You know, so many things we could be doing in this meantime before you even think about, you know, stepping out and being involved with life in other terms, right? Right? So day 25, we only got 5 more days after this. I am so excited. And guess what? The miracles haven't stopped. Keep up with that, family. The harvest hasn't stopped. The gratitude, man, it definitely hasn't stopped. You know, even when difficult things come up, I'm so grateful to know. So I can be grateful to know how to move forward in things, right? So let's work on this. Let's work on this here so we'll have more understanding in other places and spaces, okay? All right, family, please stay strong in your fast. Get that journaling in. This is a great journaling prompt right here. I think everybody needs to spend some time looking into how they feel about where God has placed them. Because understand, no matter where you are, God has you there. God has you there. You could think you stumbled there, but I promise God has placed you there. Now let's find out why. And let's find out what we need to do while we're in this place, so that he can elevate us out. Okay? All right. Have a wonderful day. We'll speak more soon. Peace.